This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. Today we're talking about an experimental program in the Canadian city Vancouver, which is treating heroin addiction as a health problem, not a criminal problem. In September, the city opened a safe injection site, a storefront location where addicts can get clean needles and inject in the presence of a nurse. The goal is to prevent overdoses as well as the spread of HIV and other infections, and to counsel addicts and refer them for treatment. Vancouver's mayor, Larry Campbell, who opened the site, is a former narcotics officer. He also served as British Columbia's chief coroner. I asked Mayor Campbell to explain the legal parameters of the program. Although the drugs remain illegal in the city, users do not risk arrest at the safe injection site.
Basically, this is set up under a medical supervision. This is a scientific study. That is allowed under all of the agreements that countries sign with regards to drugs. So that's the first thing. The second thing is that we believe in what's called the four pillars, which is harm reduction, prevention, treatment, and enforcement. And the police have worked very well with us. We have a very progressive police force, a progressive police chief. And so, in fact, in many cases, they're directing addicts who are shooting up in alleys to go to the supervised injection site. You do not want to be dealing in the immediate vicinity, however, or you will suffer the consequences of the law.
Can you explain a little more the understanding that your office, the mayor's office, has with the police about how to enforce drug laws now that you have this program in effect?
Well, I'm also the chair of the police board.
Uh-huh.
So it's an understanding that we're going to be pragmatic about what is going on here. We don't ignore enforcement, but quite frankly, prior to this coming into place, we did not arrest people for simple possession of heroin or cocaine or crack unless there was some other reason for doing it. For instance, you may have a warrant outstanding or you may be committing another offense because there were just too many people. You couldn't do it. We'd have no police left on the street. We're carrying forward with that. We're seeing certainly the people where we've set up the injection site. The police have put in a program to deal with drug dealing, and it's a much quieter, probably much safer, and certainly more sightly place than it was 4 months ago.
Do you and the police make a big distinction between drug users and drug dealers in how you enforce the law?
Yes. A drug user is somebody who's suffering from a disease. A drug dealer is somebody who's peddling death.
So,
and will be arrested and will be charged.
So the police are much more likely to go after the dealers than the users?
Oh, there's no question.
And while we're on the subject of the police, what kind of protection do the police offer in the area of the supervised injection site? I mean, do the police have protection for the health workers who are there and for the other addicts?
Well, there is no need for protection. We haven't had one incident of either violence or anything like that. I mean, there's a misguided thinking that addicts are violent. They're not violent at all. So it hasn't been an issue. It's not an issue at any of the other injection sites around the world. So it's not that the health. In fact, there are no police inside the healthcare facility.
Before you became the mayor of Vancouver, you worked as a narcotics officer, and then you served as British Columbia's chief coroner. How did
That's
your
correct.
Experiences in those areas affect your point of view now about safe injection sites, supervised injection sites?
Well, I was a narcotics officer in the Royal Canadian Mounted Police first, so I viewed drugs from a criminal point of view when I became coroner and chief coroner. I had to take a different view that my job then was not to enforce the law, but was rather to keep people alive. And so I was able to take a look at this and come to the conclusion that this is a medical problem and has to be treated as such. And so I suppose I had a significant change in thinking.
When you were a narcotics agent, did you believe at that time that a law enforcement approach to drugs was effective?
Yes. Yes, I did.
What made you think that then?
I think because it was a different time and a different place. If we could get back to, for instance, the early 70s, if we get back to the level that we had at that time, we'd probably as a society be feeling very good. But the disease and the problems associated with drug addiction have just ballooned, have mushroomed. I mean, we've gone from heroin to cocaine, crystal meth, cocaine and heroin as speedballs. It's an entirely different world now. Enforcement simply cannot deal with it. I'll give you an example. In the early 70s, we seized a kilogram of heroin at the airport. There'd be panic on the streets of Vancouver. It would affect the distribution so much. Recently, we took 100 kilos off, and we didn't miss a beat. In fact, more people died after that. The heroin on the street at one point was close to 100% pure, which says to me there's a huge amount of drugs out there. They're not even stepping on it. So the type of drugs, the type of people, the number of people have changed dramatically. And we, in many cases, we've allowed that to happen. We've given up on parts of our cities, just said, well, that's the way it always is, and given up on them. I'm not prepared to give up on any part of my city.
Do you think that Vancouver has had a proportionately large drug problem, larger than other cities of a comparable size?
At one time, we had probably the highest death rate in North America.
Why do you think that is?
From overdoses. Well, we're on the Pacific. We have easy access to Asian heroin. We are also a port city where you can get, cocaine comes up from the south. Methamphetamine is readily available. It's because we've always had drugs in this city. It's a port city. It's always had it. Why did we get to that point? I think because of the large number of addicts, the purity of the drug, and just a general disregard for the area where it was being where the majority of these deaths took place.
Are you worried that now that you have this supervised injection site in which you can legally get medical supervision while you shoot up, that other addicts will be attracted to Vancouver and in the long run you'll have a bigger problem on your hands?
No, there's no evidence. The scientific evidence actually is the opposite. There is no honeypot effect to a supervised injection site. We aren't giving out drugs, so... if you have a 5-block radius, that's about it. And so we know that people won't move to, they don't come just for a safe injection site. They'll use it if it's there and within their geography, but they will not move to it.
What about tourism? Afraid it's going to hurt tourism?
No. Why would it hurt tourism? In fact, we're seeing a tremendous change in this neighborhood. It is the most historical part of Vancouver. I mean, it's where Vancouver started. It's the heart of Vancouver.
My guest is the mayor of Vancouver, Larry Campbell. We'll talk more about the city's new safe injection site after a break. This is Fresh Air. My guest is the mayor of Vancouver, Larry Campbell. Last September, he opened the city's safe injection site. It's part of the city's policy of treating addiction as a health problem. From your vantage point in Vancouver, how does the U.S. approach to dealing with drug addiction look to you?
It's a failure. It's not that there... I mean, there's no other way to describe it. You have a prison system, which is a growth industry. You have a very disproportionate number of people in prison for drug offenses. And enforcement doesn't work. We know that. By itself, it simply does not work. Just look at the facts. I mean, it doesn't work.
I think one of the theories here behind the criminal penalties for drug possession, it's partly this, the fear that drug addicts may not be violent people, but they may resort to violence to get the money to score the drugs. What are your perceptions as a former narcotics officer about the connection between drug use and crime, and about the connection between drug users and needing to get the money to purchase the drugs? And drugs are not cheap usually. Heroin,
there's no
anyway.
Question. I mean, we have a tremendous property crime in Vancouver that is driven by drug addicts, and that there's a direct correlation between drug addiction and crime, and that's why at the end of the day you want to be getting people into treatment. You want to be getting them off of the drugs in whatever manner that may be. Just say no works for about 10%. I know that 10% will respond to opiate treatment, heroin maintenance, and in the middle is 80% who are responding to methadone, to counseling, any number of different methods. But to just throw them in jail does nothing. What do? You have an addict that goes to jail, then they come out of jail and they start all over again. So unless you want an industry of jails, then you need to do something different. And jails are, to be pragmatic, jails are tremendously expensive compared to treatment. Jails are tremendously expensive compared to prevention. This whole thing is about, not only helping the addicts from a medical point of view, but also helping society. I mean, what's an addict cost us in stolen property? And we can deal with that.
Part of your four pillars is treatment for drug addiction, helping people to get off of drugs. What are you doing in that area now?
We don't have near enough treatment that is recognizable. The one area that I'm doing is trying to get a catalog of all the treatment within the province. But there is a recognition that we don't have enough, that it has to be on demand. When an addict's ready to go into treatment, we have to be able to have that treatment there, because it's a fleeting thing for them. It's a part of the disease, and so we need to get treatment on demand. And that's one of the things that we're pushing, of course, with the federal and provincial governments.
I don't know if you plan on having a political career when your term as mayor is up, but do you think that the work you're doing with drugs now, particularly the supervised injection site, do you think that that will prove to be good or bad for your political career?
I don't plan on having a political career because I don't consider myself a politician. If I never ran again, I've succeeded. There are people alive because of the work of Philip Owen before me, and myself and my council and the citizens of Vancouver. This is just one thing that's the right thing to do. And so I don't have any huge political ambitions.
Are you confident that this program will continue when you leave office?
Yes.
Why are you so confident of that?
Because it works. And any politician loves to have something that works.
And how important is this program in your larger plan as mayor? Is this like just another thing, or is this toward the top of your priorities?
Well, I think probably the two things that were the largest issues during the election was the drug use and transit. It's critical to my trying to help the downtown east side become a healthy and prosperous place for all the citizens who live there now, not necessarily those who move in. And so certainly helping with the drug addiction, the issues of poverty, which are also associated with drug addiction, are critical to the vitality of this neighborhood. So it would be a linchpin.
How finally will you judge the success of this program? How will you finally evaluate it?
It's actually being evaluated as we go along. It's a three-year project. It's being independently evaluated on many number of criteria. I suppose the ones that I would be interested in are the drop in disease, drop in deaths, a drop in crime, and a rise in the livability of the area. And I think that those are all measurable and will all be looked at during this period. But there's many other criteria that's being studied scientifically.
Have you spoken to any of the addicts who use the supervised injection site?
I've spoken to a couple of them, not very many of them. I've spoken to thousands of addicts before that. I sort of stayed out of the way of it because I don't want it to become a political. I mean, for the first couple of days, we had camera crews camped outside it and that, and now they've gone away. And I mean, it's a quiet success, and that's really how it should be. I see it the same as a cancer clinic, for instance. It's simply a medical facility to help people with an illness.
I'll tell you, if I was an addict, I'm not sure I'd want to be introduced to the mayor.
Oh, they love meeting me. I'm a great guy.
No, you don't necessarily welcome being introduced as an addict to somebody who represents the law.
I don't judge them, and I don't represent the law. They don't mind meeting me because I recognize that they have a disease, they have an illness.
Mm-hmm.
They're not stigmatized to me. I have no idea how they became there, but I do know this. They didn't wake up. They weren't born with the idea that someday they'd be a junkie. So, you know, for whatever reason, they became addicted. Sometimes it's because they made a bad decision to try drugs. But, you know, thousands of people try drugs and don't get addicted. I mean, an addiction is an illness, and it can take many forms.
If you could go back again to your years working as a narcotics officer, if you could go back knowing then what you know now, would you have changed your approach to dealing with drugs, drug users?
I wouldn't have been a narcotics officer.
Go on.
I think there still is a role for a narcotics officer. I don't know that I would have been there in that position. I didn't want you to think that I didn't enjoy being a narcotics officer, because I very much enjoyed all of my time in the Mounted Police. I think that probably now, when I look back, if it was now, I would be looking, if I was a narcotics officer, I'd be going out and getting a degree in accounting so I can chase the money. I think that that's where we should be going. I would be going out and finding out how all of these major crime rings are interconnected, and not worrying so much about what's going on the street, but taking it off at the top. That's always the aim of every narcotics officer, but now I think it's very much more complicated.
Well, Mayor Campbell, thank you very much for talking with us.
Okay, thank you.